How to ask respectful questions and build gospel bridges with Muslim neighbors. Respectful questions can open meaningful Muslim-Christian ministry conversations. The goal is not to trap someone. The goal is to understand, honor dignity, and bear witness to Christ. A good question is not an interrogation. It is an invitation. You might ask, what has prayer meant in your life? How do you understand God's mercy? What do you believe people need most from God? How do you understand Jesus? What do you think Christians believe about Jesus? Would it be okay if I shared how Christians understand that? These questions help you listen for the person's spiritual map. What is treated as ultimate? What is the human problem? What path is trusted? What final hope is carried? Many Muslims will speak of submission to God, obedience, mercy, judgment, prayer, and accountability. These are meaningful points of contact. A Christian leader can honor those concerns while carefully explaining the gospel. For example, if a Muslim neighbor says, "We must submit to God," a gospel bridge might begin this way. Christians also believe God is worthy of our whole life. We believe our obedience matters. But we also believe our deepest hope is not our obedience. Our hope is God's grace given through Jesus Christ. If the conversation turns to Jesus, speak clearly and respectfully. A Muslim may say, "We believe Jesus was a prophet." You might respond, "Christians also believe Jesus speaks God's truth, but we believe he is more than a prophet. We believe he is the Word made flesh, the Son of God, who died and rose again to reconcile us to God." That is a bridge. It does not mock Islam. It does not hide Christianity. It names the difference. When sharing scripture, ask permission. You might say, "Would it be okay if I shared a short passage from the New Testament about how Christians understand Jesus?" When offering prayer, ask permission and be clear. You might say, "Would you be comfortable if I prayed in Jesus' name, or would quiet presence be better right now?" This is especially important in chaplaincy, hospital, school, correctional, or public settings. Respect policies, respect privacy, respect the person's agency. If the person is grieving, afraid, ill, or under pressure from family, slow down. Do not exploit vulnerability. Faithful Christian witness is not coercive. It is patient, clear, and Christ-centered. Muslim-Christian conversations require courage and gentleness together. Ask well, listen deeply, honor the person, speak truthfully of Jesus, trust the Holy Spirit with the results.